Ghana's energy generation will receive a further boost with the construction of a 340-megawatt thermal plant at Skoon in the Greater Accra region. The $400 million plant will begin in May or June this year. This came to light when some senior executives of the consortium for the thermal plant conferred with the Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Afa at the Flagstaff House in Accra. He said government will continue to encourage investors, especially in the energy sector. Seth Ayia reports.
A member of the consortium and board chairman of Sen Power Generation Company Limited, Sambiru Batala, said the $400 million for the construction of the thermal plant has been secured. He said the plant, after some years in operation, will be handed over to the government.
The construction of the plant is around over some $400 million. We are going to have a storage facility to store fuel in tanks for about 3 months. Then there will be the collector substation, which will be building for Greedco, and then hand it over later on. We've secured all the money. This is the largest African private sector driven developed power plant so far. Then the technical partner will be Sumitomo. And after the first period of the PPA, we hand over the plant entirely to government.
The first term consists of how many years?
It's 20 years.
Vice President Mesa-Afa once again stated that the measures announced by the Bank of Ghana to address the depreciation of the cedi is to prevent the economy from being dollarized.
I know that in the last couple of weeks you've had some concerns about the new rules on foreign exchange and so on, and I'm told that the central bank has given you assurances, and I'd like to also confirm the assurances that you've been giving that the rules were not meant to frustrate investments such as yours. The rules are meant to reduce the extent to which our economy was being dollarized. The aspects of the new rules may impact on you, and whenever they found that, they found a way to insulate you from the operations of the rules. So I hope that you are sufficiently assured to get financial closure on this project so that we can see that 340 megawatts are added to the national grid.
Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, John Jinapo, said the ministry is on course to increase the country's energy generation to 5,000 megawatts by 2016.
Indeed, our energy demand was growing at 10% per annum. Last year, it grew by 12%. This year, we anticipate that it will grow by 15%. And that's why we are fully committed to this project and would work with the team to ensure that whatever issues and bottlenecks that we face, we are able to overcome that. We are fully committed to ensuring that we see to the implementation of this project.
Sumitomo of Japan, another member of the consortium, will manage and operate the thermal plant when it is completed. Seth Ayia, reporting for Radio Ghana.